Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Packers.com video chat with first-round draft pick Dayton Jones. Dayton, where are you at right now?
I'm sitting in my car. Just finished workouts at UCLA and, staying in shape, getting better every day so I can be the best.
All right, sounds good. Well, hey, take us through draft night and what that was like for you. We saw on video that you already had a Packers hat on when you were picked. So where did that come from? Did you have any inkling that you were coming to Green Bay, or did you have a couple dozen hats in the closet just to cover your tracks?
You know what? Actually, a few days before the draft, I was invited to New York to be there for the ESPN party and the NFLPA party, and I was invited through the NFLPA, but I wasn't invited to Radio City. So the morning of the draft, I sent out a tweet. You know, it was my first day making the Twitter. I sent out a tweet of Radio City Hall. I was like, that was my big dream. I always wanted to go there. And to not be invited, it kind of sucks that I had to leave at 8 a.m. in the morning, back to California. So I got back home because my flight was delayed. So I got home around 5:45, and it was already like the fifth pick of the draft, So I was on eggshells, but I got my Green Bay hat at the NFL Combine, and I interviewed with the team and
okay.
Hat and some gear. So that's where I got the hat and the New Era brand. Send me a bag full of hats, 32 hats, so I didn't know where I was going to go.
What was it like when you got the phone call? Did you think you were going to go in the first round? Did you think you were going to have to wait till Friday? How did that go?
Well, I kind of knew like I was going to go in the first round, like leading up, through my draft process, showing up at the combine and doing my thing at the Senior Bowl. And, I felt like I showed my abilities there among some of the great, and I felt like I graded out better than a lot of other guys. So I wasn't confident that I was going to the first round, but I had a hunch that I would, and it was just nothing else. Like when I got the call, I couldn't believe it. My heart dropped. When I seen the area code, I was like, I'm going to be a Green Bay Packers.
I wanted to ask you about the Senior Bowl. A lot of draft analysts were saying you were one of the only guys that could handle Eric Fisher in the one-on-one pass rush, pass blocking. You were getting by him. He ended up being the number one overall pick in the draft. Did you realize the impression you were making, against a guy like that? Obviously, people maybe didn't know Fisher was going to go number one at that point, but you obviously made a strong impression.
The first thing that came to me, you're going to laugh about this, but the first thing that came to me, We were at practice at the Senior Bowl about to do one-on-ones, and my D-line coach, Terrell Williams, for the Oakland Raiders, made me go rush from the right side. But the only thing I was thinking about, I was like, I haven't rushed from the right side all year, And I was like, this is about to be challenging. I hope I don't lose, So I saw the guy, you can pretty much see the guys you're about to go against, and I seen a guy from Central Michigan. I had no idea that he was highly rated, I just
sure.
So the first thing that comes to my mind is I'm not going to let a guy from Central Michigan beat me. Being a competitor, being a football player, playing, and for a big school, you're not going to let somebody from a low division school beat you. But me and him laughed about it. I didn't know he was that good. He got me a couple times. I got him, and the rest is history.
Now, you grew up in Compton, California, a little south of Los Angeles. It's known as kind of a rough area. What can you tell us about just growing up there and what impact, your upbringing had on the kind of person and player you are today?
Oh, man, just growing up tough. Growing up not really having anything just made me want the finer things in life. But my mom, my mom raised me pretty much by herself. And the one thing she always preached was discipline in our family. She raised six kids alone, and I was her fifth child at the age of 22. So it was pretty tough, not having a father figure around and, not knowing where the next meal is going to come from. But my mom always provided, and it made me not really want for anything growing up. It just made me want to work for everything that I got, and it just made me so much hungrier as a person, and made me not take anything for granted. and I don't take anything for granted to this day, and it's just so much of a blessing, the opportunity that I have today.
There's a story that's been reported that you disobeyed your mom when it came to playing football. Now, how big of a risk were you taking disobeying her, and what was it about football that you love so much that made you so determined to play the game?
You know, Compton's really known for, like, a lot of gang members and, you know, drug dealers and a lot of unproductive things, you know? But I was more scared of my mom than I was scared of any of those, you know? And she told me, she said, if you go to football practice, then I'm gonna get you. And I was like, oh, man, I believed every word of it. You know, she was tough. So I was pretty scared. But, you know, when it came time the first game of the season, I told her, I said, hey, Mom, I have a game coming up. She's like, you have a game? When have you been playing football? I said, I've been practicing football for about 6 months now. Can you come out and support? She came out and supported, and I think I was probably the worst kid on my team. And it just, that made me even more hungry to become better. And I worked guys on my team every day, and I competed. And it haven't left me since. That's how I am today. I compete, and I work hard.
Good thing she didn't make you quit, huh?
Oh, yeah, good thing, she said all the time.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, when you line up in this Packers defense, one side of you is going to be Clay Matthews, the other side is going to be Nick Perry, a couple of guys from USC. So how does a UCLA guy go about making fast friends with the enemy, so to speak?
Oh, you know, that's my neighborhood. USC's in my neighborhood where I grew up. You know, I have the ultimate pass. But now we're new brothers. I feel like, you know, when USC and UCLA play, we're going to all laugh about it. We're going to talk trash to each other. But, you know, we all play for the Packers. We're all in the same defense. We're all a new family. So I just can't wait to play with those older guys and learn from them, pick their brains, see how they do it, so I can do it, you know.
What are you looking forward to most about coming to Green Bay and playing in Dom Capers' 3-4 scheme and everything? What's foremost on your mind?
I know we're going to dominate as a defense. We're going to win a lot of big games having a great quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. But I just can't wait. I've never been to an NFL game before. You know, the first NFL game I'll go to is the one I'll play in. So I just can't wait to see how the Packer fans react. You know, I heard it's a great stadium, Lambeau Field. I can't wait to see the game day atmosphere.
That sounds good. Well, hey, we can't wait to get you here later this week for the rookie minicamp. We'll let you go for now, but thanks for joining us, Dayton, and thanks all the fans out there for joining us on Packers.com. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?